All right.
Yeah, let me say about my aunt. I just seen her this week, Tuesday, and then she died that night. That's kind of the way life is. We never know when we're going to sit down.
That's right.
Well, the last time, I remember May the 28th, 1995, sitting down with a little 17-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl, and didn't have a clue. That was the last time I was going to see her alive, which is our youngest daughter. And we got a beautiful day here today.
Yes.
And
that's right.
I appreciate Brother Danny singing that song, How True That Is. Who are we that God should so richly give us things we take for granted?
Yeah.
That's right.
Every day we take a deep breath. We don't think nothing about it. My aunt, her blood pressure that night that I went out there to see her, her blood pressure was 80 over 18. Ain't much there. And like I said, she passed away that night. But one thing I'll never forget, we got there to the hospital, me and my wife, and my aunt was on a respirator and sleeping. And we just sat there in the room for about 30 minutes, and I didn't wake her. I just wanted to be there. And the nurse came in, which she checked her blood pressure, and that's how I knew what her blood pressure was, because she was on kidney dialysis, and they done took her off of it, and we knew she didn't have long to live. But as they were checking her blood pressure, she kind of rumbled a little bit, you know, and I knew she was a little bit coherent. And I went up there by her bedside, and I said, you know, an old boy named Eddie Wade? And she laughed. She said, yeah, I know the old boy. I said, well, that's him standing there by your bedside, Aunt Marty. And she just kind of smiled. And she left us that night. I got to do her funeral today. And for those of you who don't know it, my wife had a flat tire this morning, which made me late, and we didn't have Sunday school this morning. I'm going to say Brother Ed just had some private Bible study there because he's always reading his Bible.
Yeah,
whenever I get here, he's always sitting there reading his Bible, and that's one thing we can't do enough of.
Amen.
That's one thing we ought to give the most earnest seed to.
You're right.
And we'll take our text this morning out of Luke chapter 10. And we won't read a lot of Scripture this morning, but there's a lot in the Scripture that we'll be reading this morning. Luke chapter 10. And it kind of describes my week. It's been quite a week. But it was an everyday thing for Jesus to come into the company of people like we'll be speaking about today, which is Martha. But we'll take our text, Luke chapter 10. Thank the Lord for this beautiful day. Verse 38 down to the end of the chapter, which is verse 42. And the Lord here gives quite a discourse about Martha. It says, now it came to pass, and y'all know that's my favorite wording. That means this really happened.
Right.
Now it came to pass, as they went, he entered into a certain village. We've got a politician that says it takes a village. In this case, there was a village. But the context of that politician, it's actually not good. We ain't got no dog in that fight. We ain't going to spend no time there. But he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman, now we done got certain village, now we got certain woman, named Martha, received him into her house. That's to be commended. She welcomed him to come in. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him, Lord, doest thou not care? Now that's, you don't never want to ask Jesus if he cares.
Right.
I appreciate Brother Danny singing that song, Who Am I? Because if anybody ever cared, Jesus does.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Eddie right. cares.
Amen.
And I know you care, but we can't care like he does.
That's right.
And she says, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Now pay attention to these next two verses. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. He said this in love. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the inspired, infallible, eternal Word of God. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that just about anywhere that we might open it up to, Lord, it's admonishing and helpful. Like heavenly manna, Lord, to someone that's hungry, you feed us. And Lord, we thank you for leading us to this passage today. How it fits to what we've been through this week. Yes. Lord, I'm so glad that you're there for us in all of our troubles. I'm glad you're never very far from any one of us. I'm glad that we can find you when we feel after you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for these that are before me. And I pray for these that might hear this message by way of internet. I pray for this poor preacher, Lord, that you put wind in his sails, that, Lord, I might be able to be anointed from on high. Give me, I pray, Lord, the words and Lord, the examples, Lord, the illustrations, Lord, that'll help us understand just how powerful these words that you spoke to Martha are.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, you preach to me. I pray you preach through me. I pray you receive all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. And I submit myself to you and ask, Lord, dear Father, of your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is simple preaching this morning. It's not so deep that it's going to go over your head. But I'm titling this message, Worldly Troubles, Heavenly Help. Now, to some degree, I can speak pretty fluently on worldly troubles this morning. Heading to church, just like always. I mean, just on my way right on time. And about a third of the way here, the old phone rings. I ain't so sure I'm happy about having a cell phone, but in this case, I am. Because my wife needed my help. I'm just looking at all the fingernails I broke out this morning. It ain't no big deal, but I didn't know something now. But she called me and she said, I've got a problem. I said, what is it? She said, I got a flat tire, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
And I just took that old truck, turned it around, and
hey,
first thing I did, Brother, is I drove up there and sized it up, and it was flat. Then I sized up what we need to do about it, and I thought in my mind, I thought, okay, the fastest thing to do here will be to go to that Pacifica we got in the backyard that's got four wheels and tires on it. And jerk one off real fast, Mark. Then I got to thinking like a true mechanic, and I thought, boy, that floor jack would sure be good.
Yeah, right.
And I looked for her spare in the car when I went up there, and she had one, but it's up underneath there, and it's one of them donut tires.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I went to the house, I got that big old floor jack up there in the back of my truck right now.
Amen.
And I look like a pit crew, Phyllis. I mean, I had that thing up. I put that other one on a jack stand. I popped them nuts. You'd be proud of them. I popped them nuts off of there.
There you go.
And here I go, baby. I mean, I tell you, I'm gaining ground with her. She's starting to realize just how good a husband she's got. I slid up there, boy, and I mean, put that tar on there, Danny. And I said, honey, I believe that air pressure might be a little low. There was a store at the top of the hill. I said, pull up there and I'll air it up for you. And I put it on about 35 pounds. I said, you're good to go. But that's the way life is. We have the unexpected trouble.
Right.
Right.
Have to face it head.
Then we have the troubles that we can kind of anticipate.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Illustration, my aunt passed away Tuesday night. And we knew she didn't have long because they called us and told us that they took her off of her kidney dialysis because they'd done everything they could do for her. I mean, when you read scriptures in the Bible like Psalms 39 verse 4 that says, Lord, help me to know how frail I am. When you don't need no help, you realize really, truly just how frail you are.
Right.
That's right.
But they called us and said, we've took her off of kidney dialysis. My wife, being the good wife that she is, she said, we need to go out there and see her. And I was glad to hear that, because that meant we was going to go together. I do love my wife. I want to be with her as much as I can.
Right.
I want her here.
Amen.
But anyway, I'm willing to wait. Take the weight of his wife, I'm willing to wait.
That's right.
But anyway, we went out there that night, Brother Mitchell, and her blood pressure was 80 over 18. And she basically died that night. But I got to see her and have a little bit of conversation. And then they asked me if I would do her funeral, and I'm doing her funeral today.
Right.
But those kind of troubles, we can kind of see them coming.
Right.
You have the unexpected trouble, then you have the trouble that you see it coming, and then you have the troubles we have just every day.
That's right.
I noticed it a little strain anymore. Get down and get my socks on, getting fat in a town dog. And I've noticed, you know, things don't work. I mean, I went there this morning. Rita, she's the one I always pick on, I guess. I asked my wife, I said, what is that? She said, I don't know. Did you shave too close? I said, I don't think I did. She said, does it hurt? I said, no, but I never noticed it until I was shaving. I don't know what it is. See what I'm talking about there, Karen? And you know what? Those kind of things pop up, the first thing you think is, I'm dying. We're all dying.
Yeah, we are.
I noticed that this morning, and you know, that's kind of the way, that's kind of the sign of trouble. You see a little something there, and then it gets tender, and maybe it swells out, and you say, well, I need to go have this checked out. Those kind of troubles, you know, sometimes man can help in. There are some things man can help you with. If you break your arm, I mean, they can set that thing and put it in a cast, and if you halfway listen to them, you might have some success, and your arm won't be stuck on the back of your head. You'll be able to use it. But you know, there's a lot of things man can do. There's some things that are impossible to man, but yet they're possible to God. But I'm preaching today about trouble, and we all have trouble. Hey, you know, Brother Eddie, Job chapter 14, verse 1, man that's born of woman is a few days and they're full of trouble. All of us can relate to this message today. Martha's no different than you and I. Martha, really, for lack of a better word, she's just like you and I.
Yeah.
We put the priority on the things that ain't important, and the things that's important, somehow or another, we just kind of neglect them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, let's get in this message this morning. Jesus here, as he's speaking to Martha, you can see that she's got worldly concerns.
Yeah.
She's got worldly trouble. And we all have troubles. And actually, believe it or not, troubles are good. Troubles cause you to consider options.
That's right.
And when you consider those options, like Brother Jerry couldn't be here this morning. He was, wife Carolyn was telling me he had a tooth that was hurting him. And you know, one thing about pain, it lets you know. What can you imagine if you couldn't feel pain? I mean, he said, Eddie, your arm's right now. I said, well, I can't feel it. He said, well, I believe it. It's got gangrene. It's turning green on you. Well, you see, like when I grab something hot and it's cooking my hand, I know to let go.
Right.
It's kind of good that we can feel about it.
Right.
Jerry, his tooth was hurting him, and he couldn't be here this morning. And that's us. Troubles sometimes are good. They cause you to say,
right,
I need to get this checked out. I need to get something done about this. My wife said, there's something wrong with this car. It's got a flat tire. We had to do something about it. You know what I mean? She couldn't go on like that.
Right.
You getting that?
Right.
I mean, three tires up, one down, that's all right. When you're a dog, you can get arithmetic like my old drunk. Uncle Dammer said that. We picked him up on the courthouse. He's up there hugging the telephone pole. Me and my dad picked him up and got him in the car. And he's passed out in the back seat. We're in a 57 Chevrolet station wagon that's not old. And we cross over the railroad tracks, and Dammer wakes up for just a minute. And he's still been drinking shoe polish, and he pulled through a a piece of light bread to strain out the colors.
Oh.
And his lips is black. I mean, alcohol ruined. I mean, wine's an over, strong drink, and raging. Whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. Well, anyway, Dammer was the town drunk. Him and Frosty was the two town drunks. But we had Dammer, and we crossed the railroad tracks, Joanne. And Dammer woke up for just a minute, and there was a dog that had been hit by a car. And it was going down the road, holding one of its feet up. And Dammer said, that dog's doing his arithmetic. He said, he's picking up one and carrying three. I was about your age, Eric Hagen. I remember that. You hear what I'm saying? He's doing his arithmetic, picking up one and carrying. You remember that. Dammer, he's just what he was. Nobody could do nothing with him. But trouble sometimes causes us to consider options. And one of our options and our best option is God.
Right.
The Bible says God's a very present help in time of trouble, Psalms 46, verse 1. The psalmist said, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. There's no better hill that I know of than Calvary. Amen. But he said, my help cometh from the Lord. I was in this world without hope, without God, but thanks to that hill called Calvary, I got a blessed hope.
Amen.
I got a hope that maketh not ashamed. I got a hope that's an anchor to my soul, both sure and steadfast. I'm not drifting too far from the shore no more. I'm telling you, I'm anchored in the rock. Amen. I'm telling you, I got something now, thanks to Jesus, that my helper, my hope. I want you to know, bring it on, devil. I'm not wanting to fight. I just want you to know, if you want to fight, greater is He's in me than in the world. And if God be for me, He can't be against me.
Amen.
I mean, I just have to tell you, boy, we got some help from the Lord. We're not at a disadvantage.
Nope.
We've got an advantage over the adversary because of our Savior. He's greater than all. Satan's mighty, but ain't almighty. But I'm glad that we can look in God's direction when we need help. Peter started sinking. And as he started sinking, he didn't really have a lot of time there to talk, Miranda. He just said, Lord, help me. The Bible, the next word says immediately. Jesus reached down there and pulled him up.
Amen.
That's how quick you can get help.
Right.
Amen.
That's how fast, fellas.
Yeah.
Lord, help me. The Bible's reading. Immediately.
Amen.
Jesus said, for the hand, pull him up. I'm telling you, we got all the help we need. Matter of fact, we got overkill on help.
Yeah.
We got so much help, I mean, buddy, we shouldn't have too many trouble. But Martha's troubles are our own doing. And I've seen people, and they're their greatest enemy. I read people like newspapers. I just remember that. I read people probably more so than I do read newspapers.
Right.
But it don't take me too long to realize, you know,
Amen. And
I've met some people, maybe have too,
Amen.
But they cause their own problems.
That's right. You're right.
I certainly don't want to elaborate here. But maybe you've met some people like this too. Well, Martha's like this.
Yeah.
She's making her own trouble, her own problems, and you'll understand what I mean by that here in a minute.
Amen.
She's her own enemy. Her timing is wrong. It's not time to serve. Now, if you don't understand that, I mean, there's a season for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
Right.
I haven't yet to see farmers sow corn when it's snowing.
No.
You may have, but I haven't.
Amen.
But, you know, there's a season. Martha should have been sitting with Mary, but Martha is blaming Mary for her problem. And by the way, the Bible does say the way of transgressors is hard. And let me say this, that, things sometimes they're like they are because of the timing we're trying to do them in.
Right.
That's right.
I got something. See if I can read my own writing here. Okay. That finally made a little bit of sense. I don't know about y'all, but with me, when things start going wrong, I get down and I say, Lord, everything all right between me and you?
Yeah.
Right.
It's okay.
That's right.
That's right.
I do.
Yeah.
I say, Lord, is this from you? Or is this from the devil? Am I going through this trouble because of him? Or am I going through this trouble because you're trying to get my attention? You see
right.
what I mean?
All right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Rebecca, whichever one was the wife of Isaac, said, why am I thus? She had a war going on.
Right. Yeah.
And God said, two nations are in your womb. And he said, the elder will serve the younger.
Right.
Sometimes trouble is there because of the will of God. God had chosen her to bring Jacob and Esau into this world. And, you know, sometimes trouble there to get your attention. Sometimes trouble there to help you. You just don't never know. If God sends it, it'll be good. And if the devil sends it, I'll tell you what, be sure you got the armor on.
That's right.
There's no discharge from it. One of the songs I think Carolyn picked out this morning, won't it be wonderful there? Well, we ain't there yet. But I tell you what, it won't be wonderful when we get there. Until then, we've got a war of good warfare. Until then, we've got to remember there's an adversary, an enemy, like a roaring lion, walking about seeking who he may devour. And I tell you right now, he don't love you. Don't make no deal with him. Don't give no place to him. Resist him, and he'll flee from you.
That's right. Yeah.
We've got an adversary. He don't want you to be able to sleep.
No.
I may be out of time on this, but it feels like a good time to tell it.
That's right.
Amen. I had a terrible day at work one time. And Brother Mark, I remember I was driving home and that same set of railroad tracks we crossed with Dammer. I was going across those railroad tracks right there on the bypass by Lessenberry Building Supply. And I was down in the Mully Grubs. And I was dwelling on just how bad my day was. I mean, I couldn't get nothing done at work, nothing worked, everything just fell through the floor, seemed like. Read out across those railroad tracks, and I was listening. At that time, I was listening to WJCR, because King of Kings hadn't come on the scene yet. And I was listening to WJCR, and this woman called in. I still remember it. Here's what she said, Karen. She said, I'm a millionaire several times over. She said, I'll give every penny of it for one nice piece. And I realized how rich I was, Carolyn.
Amen.
I realized how small my troubles were. And after I realized just how rich I was, the day seemed like it wasn't that bad after all.
That's good, yeah.
Here I am. I mean, struggling at work, struggling financially, struggling spiritually, struggling with family matters. And I thought, I'm a king. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm richer than I realize. You know what I mean? But when she called in, it helped me to understand, you know, the Bible talks about our troubles as being just light affliction.
Yeah.
Well, it caused me, instead of making my troubles to seem as big as they were, to put them out where they belong. They're just little bitty things. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, knowing your brothers suffer the same afflictions, we all got them.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like any of us are bulletproof. We all have to deal with them one way or another. But anyway, sometime when trouble comes my way, I pray and I say, is everything all right between me and you, Lord? It's okay to check that out, you know.
Yeah, right.
Our troubles need to be brought to God when we have troubles. No matter whether they're physical, whether they're spiritual, whether they're financial, or any other kind of trouble. Sometimes you got family problems. Sometimes you got fear. Sometimes you got worry. Sometimes you got questions. Sometimes you got lost loved ones that you don't want to lose, and you want them to get saved. But I'm glad that nothing's impossible when it comes to God. We can truly cast our care upon Him because He cares for us. The only thing that's impossible to God is He cannot lie, Titus 1:2. But also when it comes to trouble, remember this, He's the God of all comfort.
That's right.
It ain't like you got to go to someone else. He's the God of all comfort. That's quite a scripture. I love it a lot. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Now you think about comfort, and I like comfort. I like being comfortable. And they say the thing of the key quicker than anything is a lazy boy recliner and remote, and I've got them both. I like being comfortable. I do. I like kicking my feet up.
Right.
I like that little old mug we got getting up there in my lap. They think I'm important. They'll leave right there beside me, and my knocks on the door acts like he's a Tasmanian devil or something, you know. Open the door and he runs off like a little girl squalling. But I tell you what, I like comfort. I like being comfortable.
Amen.
God's the God of all comfort. I've never been as comfortable as I have been since the day I got saved, Brother Ed. I have to admit, it's well with my soul.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is.
I sleep so good.
Yeah.
I eat so well. I enjoy things that I struggled with.
Right.
Until I got things right between me and the Lord, Phyllis.
That's right.
Now, boy, I tell you, everything just goes better with Jesus.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
School even goes better with Jesus. Oh, we had to go back to school. I ended up going to college. They sent my job to Mexico, and even school went better with Jesus. I had the advantage over the teachers. I'm telling you, boy, God was just there to help me even with all that college courses and stuff. And man, I tell you what, I kind of wish I hadn't waited so late to get with the Lord.
That's right.
Man, what I missed out on. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But this world, I look around, it's full of trouble. And greater troubles are coming, believe you me. But God is the God of all comfort. These people down here that hate God, that blame God for everything that don't go their way, they could use a good dose of the Lord. It would sure help them, but they just won't let Him. But one thing about our God, our Comforter, He will not leave you comfortless. He will come to you. John 14:18. I know y'all, a lot of y'all are older than me, but I still remember when doctors came to the house and made house calls. I remember Dr. George McKinley coming to my house, and I think at the time I had the measles or something. I don't know, David. But I remember him sticking a thermometer in my mouth and checking me, you know. And man, we just took it for granted. Now you can't even find a doctor. You go to see a doctor, there'd be somebody that's training, and they'll say, see what you can do with him. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Man, you can't even get qualified help no more. I don't know what the heck. They want us to pay them for it. They don't do nothing.
That's right.
Anyway, God, He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. You can't get comfort from the bottle. I've tried that. From drugs, money. You know what? I'll just tell you, boy. He'll give you peace. You can't buy peace. You can't borrow peace. Only place you can get peace from is God. And Jesus, you know, it's kind of puts perspective on Martha here. I need to get back to Martha. I'm just kind of going down the line here. But Martha, she's got her righteous indignation. Now, a lot of people, they can see others' problems, but they can't see their own.
That's right.
Martha's looking over at Mary, and Mary's sitting there at the feet of Jesus, which is what Martha needs to be doing. But instead of doing what Martha's doing, instead of Martha doing what Mary's doing, Martha's trying to draw attention to Mary. And Mary's doing what Martha knows she needs to be doing, but the way she comes about it, Lord, don't you even care? And Martha's left, and Mary's left me to serve alone, Jesus, in a loving way. Mm-hmm. He just kind of told her she's just doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a way of saying things. It's kind of hard to beat the way he says things.
Yeah,
he says, Martha, Martha,
yeah,
you're careful.
Right.
I've met a lot of people like this. And you're troubled about many things.
Amen.
But he said, one thing's needful.
That's for sure.
He should have said, and you've neglected that one thing, but he didn't. But he said, Mary's chosen that good thing.
Yeah.
It should not be taken from her. You see, life's full of choices.
Right.
Yes.
I chose to marry Dottie 43 years ago. I'd do it again. Old David Carr, him and Gwen wrote that song, Would You Marry Me Again? I'd marry her again. Put them all over again. Old one I had any love with. Old one that had me, somebody said, hang a pork chop around his neck, and even my dog might lick it. Well, I have to admit, if it'd been for Lewis, I know I wouldn't have got married. I think she married me for money, but I married her for her cooking, so hey. 6-1, half dozen other, you know what I mean? But we've weathered out the storms, and you know, you're going to have trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sometimes real bad trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. I remember my pastor talking about when the depression hit. I don't remember if it was D.L. Moody, Mays Jackson, or one of the old-time preachers, but he's talking about their parents, said that the husband said, we've lost it all, and the wife said, no, we still got the Lord.
That's right.
You can't lose it all when you got him.
That's okay, right.
And they survived that depression by trusting in the Lord for their needs. And those that trust in the Lord, the Bible said they won't be ashamed. But Martha here, she's caught up like the world in worldly trouble, worldly concerns. You know, she can't really see that the most important thing is not serving, but getting served. And the Lord's dishing it out.
That's right. Amen.
Man, when Jesus shows up, it's time to sit down.
That's right.
Unless it's time to leave out.
That's right. Amen.
But here he is. I'd like to sit at his feet. Danny, I just get to read about it. I didn't get a chance to sit at his feet. But can you imagine having an opportunity to sit at his feet? Mm. And you're over here trying to serve people. Right. And they're all over there sitting at his feet, and you're the only one, and you're complaining about it. Well, that's kind of the way the world is concerning the God. They don't come to church. Why don't they come? I'll tell you why. They've got a view like Martha.
Yeah.
They're troubled.
Right.
If I ever get a day off, I will. Sometime when it's convenient, I might just show up. I'll surprise you one of these days. That's a worldly mind.
That's right.
See, the Bible tells us plainly in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Right.
As a manner of some is. And some people are like that.
Right.
A lot of people leave this part out even, Brother Mitchell. But exhorting one another.
Right.
See, it encourages me. I'm sorry, Brother Ed, I wasn't here at Sunday school this morning. And I would have exhorted him if I'd been here, and he would have exhorted me, but he had to sit through Sunday school and everybody himself. I got here as quick as I could, but necessity was laid upon me and I couldn't be here. That's the way life is. You have unforeseen problems. But exhorting one another.
Right.
And so much the more as you see that day approaching.
That's right.
It's important.
Amen.
It is.
Right.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I noticed that Harvey and Rita aren't there and I miss them.
Yeah.
Pray for them.
Right. Amen.
And I guess I'm going to write them another letter, but it makes a difference.
It's a big difference.
When we're here.
Right.
It makes a difference when we're not here.
Right.
But exhorting one another. In the world, their mind about God is, when I get time, they don't see they're dying.
That's right.
They don't redeem the times. They don't realize that when God comes from a church and they're left behind, it's just like in Noah's day, that the door of the ark gets shut and you're on the wrong side of the door. They don't understand that. Why don't they? Well, they don't come.
That's right.
They don't listen. They don't want to. I used to be one of them. I can certainly relate to them. If I ever was one that got saved, I guess, out of due time, I guess it'd be me. I mean, when a man comes, when you get baptized and says, I refuse to believe that God could save someone like you, that's me. He said he couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But you know what? I had to come to church before I could find out what I was missing out on.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But Jesus says here to people like Martha, he says, you will not come to me that you might have life. John 5:40. In Luke 19 of the same book we're in here, verses 41 and 44, Jesus beholds the city of Jerusalem and he weeps over it. And he said, oh, how long you come to me?
That's right. Amen.
He said, I'd have gathered your children as a hen doeth her chicks. But then he says, you would not. He can't do nothing about somebody that won't come to him. But did you notice he wept like them?
Amen.
Danny sung that song, Who Am I?
Right.
I'll tell you who we are. We're somebody Jesus weeps over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Amen.
We're somebody he stretched out his hand to and we didn't regard it.
Right.
He said,
Amen.
Let me help you.
Thank you, God.
Let me help you.
That's right. Amen.
He said, I'll need your help. That's us.
Yeah, right.
That is.
He still stretched that hand.
Right.
You got a nail hole in it there.
Yes.
Brother Mitch, we put that hole in there and you still got it stretched out.
Right.
You still got it stretched out. I said, I still love you. I'm just telling you, boy. There's a whole lot more to life than just calendar days and Timex watches and things made in China. I mean, boy, the God of eternity stepped down from glory and come down here to give His life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. And thanks to that, I got a refuge for my soul. I'm just telling you, buddy, Jesus wants the world to be saved. And the world's like Martha, and they think they're too busy for God. Amen. That's pretty much it.
Yes, it is.
Martha thought she was too busy to sit down at the feet of Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if y'all have met her, but I have. I'll bet.
Yeah.
When I get time, mm-hmm. I might show up. I hope God gives some time. He gave Jezebel space to repent, Brother Ed.
Right.
He went on to say she repented not.
That's right. Yeah.
And he gave it.
Yeah.
He gave
That's
it.
Right.
I don't know if it was this much or that much or even if it was that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was enough.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Amen.
He said, I gave her space to repent.
That's right.
The world thinks they're too busy. And God's not that important. Not that important. Brother Mark, they're in for a surprise.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, they
are. Surprise.
I can hear them now. Why didn't somebody tell me?
Mm-hmm.
I give you a hammer at least and you throw them down.
That's right.
I knocked on your door and you slammed the door in my face. I remember as a young boy.
Amen.
I tell you, you're on the end right here. And you just have to remember this. Rita, you that sits right there. I remember as a young boy, we lived at 118 Newman Street. And a young pastor had moved into church up at the top of the hill. I can't use all the words my father says. I'll be as discreet as I can. But this young pastor was going door to door.
He
knocked on daddy's door. And I'm just a little towhead, you know. And Daddy opened the door and he said, I'm Pastor so-and-so. He said, I just come into this church up here on top of the hill. I'd like to invite you to come. And of course, Daddy tried to be nice and trying to dodge issue. So he's Martha, you know. He says, well, he said, I work 6 days a week and Sunday's the only day I get off. And I used to go fishing on Sunday, and this preacher had a little salt about him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what salt was back then.
Right.
I'll tell you, I still remember what that preacher said.
Amen.
And Brother Mitchell, he said, let me see if I can say it in terms he, well, I better not, I'll spit on David. But he put a finger in my father's face, and he said, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. He said, there ain't no fishing holes in hell, and they just slammed that door, probably 2 feet above the wood. He said, that's why I'm going fishing. For about 30 minutes there, I never heard such rant and raving all my life. I am glad my dad got saved.
That's right.
Well, let's just say he didn't get saved.
Yeah, right.
He had to stand before God one day.
Right.
God said, I sent a young preacher to you. He said, well, I know that much, but he knows you need to get in church.
Yeah.
And he gets saved, and you slam the door in his face.
Yeah.
You know what you know what a person that don't get saved, when they turn down that invitation, they're going to amen.
That's right.
They're going to say, God, you was righteous, and I was wrong.
Yeah. That's right.
But oh my, the world thinks they're too busy for God. They think they don't have time. They think they somehow maybe work it into their busy schedule. I didn't want to throw this in here, but I was driving down the parkway one day, the Cullen Parkway. And there was a young girl past me. She's driving the car with her knee. I'm looking right over at her. Matter of fact, I want to make sure I have a seatbelt on. She's eating a sandwich and texting.
No.
I'm running 70, and I don't know what she was running. And she's driving every now and then, looking up and driving with her knee, eating a sandwich and texting. It wasn't you, Miranda.
I was waiting for
that. Miranda would have come by fast enough, I wouldn't be able to see all
of her. That's right. She wouldn't know where she
was. If all four wheels had been on the ground, I might have took a chance that it might have been Miranda, but all four wheels were on the ground. All four wheels hadn't been on the ground. But anyway, The world has that kind of mentality towards God.
Yeah.
They said it not all of God's counsel. They would take none of his warnings. They don't want nothing to do with him.
Right.
And that's going to come with a terrible price.
Right.
Yes, I'm so glad he took time for me.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Right.
I'm glad he made room for me.
Amen.
Yes,
old song says, though millions have come, there's still room for one.
Right.
That's right.
There's room
Amen.
At the cross for me.
It's always room yeah. at the cross. Amen.
Martha's a good example of what the world's mind's on today. They're on the stock market. They're on politics.
Yeah.
They're, I'm this. You remember Paul said, one says I'm a Cephas, one says I'm Apollos, and one says I'm Apollos. You better be a Jesus. Politics ain't got nothing whatsoever to do with eternity. We're just trying to survive the times.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I prayed this morning. I pray for our president. I pray for our vice president, our congress, our senators, our legislators,
Amen.
Our judges, our mayors, our governors. I pray for our military, our state troopers, our sheriffs, our policemen, our firemen, our Amen. First responders, our doctors, our nurses. I say, Lord, help them to know their servants and help them with a
That's
humble
right.
heart doing what they can to help people
Amen.
Like me that need help.
Amen.
That's right.
You know what? As I pray for them, I realize God sets them up for us. We got to have help.
Yeah.
I gotta have somebody make the decision. I gotta have somebody protect me. And if it don't, the sky's gonna be full of nuclear warheads going like this.
That's right.
You know, we just don't really understand all the things that pertain to our peace. But I'll tell you one thing. God has a say. I said this last
yes,
Sunday.
Does.
God has a say in everything that comes my way.
Right.
Amen. The world, they're like Martha. They think they're just too busy for God.
That's right.
Let's see here. I think that's about everything. Maybe more than I even aim to say. You can't help someone that don't want your help. All you can do is offer them help. And God offers help. I'll say this and I'm done. Isaiah 66 verse 4. God said, I called and none did answer.
That's right. Amen.
That's a sad commentary.
Yes, it is.
God calls. We got caller ID now, you know. They say, I ain't taking that call. I'm so glad that I took that call. I'm so glad he was willing to come to 9000 Edmund Road, April 27th, 1988. Saving an old drunk named Eddie Wade. About the only thing I knew, really, is I knew I was lost.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't even know if God could forgive me for all I'd done. I didn't even know if God would, but I'm so glad He did.
Amen.
Man, that flooded my soul. It felt so good. I
worth it.
Felt like I had feathers on the inside. I got over and looked in the mirror. I thought I might have to adjust my halo or something. Wasn't no halo. But boy, I tell you what, it's a long time before I left any footprints.
That's right.
Amen. Father, we thank You for this message. I pray, Lord, it helped someone. And Lord, if it didn't help someone here, I pray it helps someone, Lord, that maybe get this message by way of the internet. We have a desire in our heart, Lord, to help people. We feel like, Lord, miserable comforters. We feel like, Lord, just a poor instrument, God, for You to use. But I yield myself and ask, Father, that somehow, Lord, You could use us in any capacity, Lord, to bring glory and honor to You. If anything said or done here today, Lord, to cause someone, Lord, to come up here and either thank You or ask for help, I pray the Holy Spirit would be the usher. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jerry's not here. Carolyn's talking about her verse, her voice bothering her. I'm just going to get Sharon to play a hymn. You feel like singing a verse? Okay. We'll get Carolyn to sing a verse of invitational hymn. I'd like to ask everyone to stand. And if you need to come, by all means come. If you don't need to come, and I'll leave that decision up to you.
But
thank you for bearing with me there. Y'all pray for me. I've got to do a funeral here in just a few minutes. And I need your prayers.
156.